You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Welcome to AfterBuzz TV for Jersey Shore Episode 3, Season 2. We pick up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues. I'm your host, Bill the Thrill, along with
Ian Kaiser Soze.
And we have KWOW returning along with Maria Menounos. All right,
so Phil the Thrill, give us the recap.
All right, so we pick off where we left off. That seems to be the theme of this season of the Jersey Shore. And we got Angelina. Situation steps up.
Get her name right.
Angelina.
No, it's Angeline.
The full name is Angelina.
Is it?
It is. Anyway, don't interrupt again. So we make peace with Angelina. And then we have some gelato shop interspersed every now and then.
Then we have
Snooki Vinny. We have MVP night. And then we're back on to Sammy and Ronnie.
Sammy and Ronnie once again. Yeah, it continues to be a recurring theme three episodes in. Let's open up with Angelina.
I mean,
she's been, right now, she's been the lightning rod of the show as far as I'm concerned, but...
We all knew when she was coming in that she was going to come in hated, and she knew that too, and she did not do anything to help her case. And then she finally crossed the final line. She had the two guys, the situation, and Pauly D on her side, kind of. They felt bad for her, and then she crossed the line with them, and then they used the, I was so drunk, I didn't know what I was doing.
Can we just back up? And this goes back to what I said the last show. This is the girl that came to the show last season with trash bags... using trash bags as luggage. I still am saying, like, this girl is just not well. And did you the rationale during her fight with Pauly? Granted, I've seen drunks like that slur their words and whatnot, but that was bipolar. There was just right, or was that
absolutely
a front to get out of what she
Pauly did? D said it best. He said, "You know what? We're here to have fun, but you know what? I want to do me, and you do you. Unfortunately, you being you gets in my way."
That's right. And your fun, you have your fun, we'll have our fun. But still, get back to, let's talk about this. Is this person well?
If I can play devil's advocate for a second,
oh,
for Angelina.
Right,
please.
Well, first of all, I think when Pauly D and Mike, when she's trying to express herself at that point, and she is very drunk, and they're not listening to her, that sometimes drives people over the edge. And
what?
She just wants to be so heard, and they're not paying attention.
Are you being serious?
No, I am being serious. I am being serious, and I also will say...
Can I also qualify this with the fact that Ian, hardcore drunk, who doesn't drink anymore because of a few of these bad experiences, so you know what? I'm going to take this to heart, if you're being honest.
I am, and I will say... Do you guys think that the slaps to Pauly D really registered as real slaps for
it
him to get
matter.
That?
No,
no,
it's disrespectful.
No, but she was pestering and she wouldn't stop.
She made herself so unlikable. She is one of the most unlikable, intolerable people. I would never want to be in a room with that woman ever. I don't even want to watch her on TV.
You know, Maria, I said this
She's
last week.
Horrible.
I said puzzling.
Well,
I said I there's love and there's hate and there's the hate that you love. But
she has no social
one...
skills. She keeps beating a dead horse. Now, I'm going to come out with you guys. They don't want you to come out.
Well,
they don't.
Let me ask you, what do you think she's there for? Because I feel like with the others, it's clear. You
I mean,
know, why they're there.
The producers, why do they have her there?
No, what does she want out of this experience?
I don't,
it doesn't look
Ian,
like she's going for
I'm
fame.
Saying.
Yeah,
there's
right.
No, there's, this girl just doesn't
no,
connect.
She wants a chance. She said in the beginning, everybody deserves a second chance.
I'm sure everyone and their mother said to this girl, you're insane that you missed this opportunity. So So
yeah. But she banged Pauly D, and she banged the situation, and then she's like, "Why don't you guys like me?"
But Ian has a better question. I like, why in her brain, other than yes, I think coerced by friends and family, and kind of a no-brainer. You know, who wouldn't? You really would have to have something wrong with you to not get back on the show because of all the money involved and everything else. That said, I honestly can't answer. Like, the motive, this girl, to me, I don't feel like she connects.
It feels genuine. The things she does, yes. Even if they're wrong, they feel genuine. They don't feel like she's trying to be a personality or anything like that.
What?
Oh, you think she is doing those things specifically to make herself? I don't think
she
will.
No, I don't think she is. I don't think she is. I took that in a different way when I saw her, like, every time at the club. I love you guys. You're like my brothers. I love you guys. It's so fake.
No, I know that part is
she's trying to have an intimacy with people that she cannot. That part is. Yeah.
But after that, I think, she has one or two lines.
I mean, the situation, he steps up and he says, hey, this girl, yeah, sure, she's caused a lot of problems, but hey, let's be nice. And so there's... The cast members all forgive her, and so they see something nice within her.
No.
They found a way.
They did not see anything nice within her.
That felt fake to me.
Feel the thrill. They didn't see anything nice within her. Situation is a smart guy, and he's all about the fun, and he does have a heart. He felt a little bad. But what he really felt bad for was his fun. He didn't want to have his fun at the Jersey Shore, aka Miami, to be ruined. So he pulled the team together and said, listen, we got to pull together and figure this out because the next 2 months are going to be miserable and they're going to suck. So let's figure it out. He did that. Then that opened the door for Snooki to be like, well, I feel bad. And so they all made up with her. She did the right thing by, you know, giving in and saying, yeah, I talk shit about you guys. And that was it. Now it's all good to a degree. But you cannot forget the person that's sitting next to you, Angelina, and forget that she is intolerable.
She is just unlikable.
So unlikable.
Really,
so they're going to continue to have problems with her no matter what. Hence the MVP night, and she's like, okay, I'm coming with you.
It is interesting when she was originally questioned about if she talked to J420 and some of these other Jersey characters about them, she flat out said, I promise you I did not, almost swearing to God that she didn't. And then she turns around and she's like, all right, finally, I'm going to admit it. And I think people who are willing to lie to that point where they're just like, absolutely no, I didn't, that's also something like kind of off that
back
she's going to lie that
she's
much.
She's got issues.
Know? Issues. Yeah. I mean, issues. But as I see her have issues and be disconnected, and I don't want to get into it too much now, as I see Ronnie and Sammy in my book, their stock dropping.
Why not?
No, as I'm going to say this, I grow more and more impressed with the core cast members of the Jersey Shore. Pauly D's situation, JWoww, Snooki, Vinny always was impressed with him in his character. I am getting more and more impressed each week with these five individuals. I see friendship. I see loyalty. There's a lot of traits that I guess I did, redeemable traits that I did not see in the first season. And let me add this: well, you would think that they would be corrupted this season, for which I said last week, Sammy and especially Ronnie has been corrupted. I see these guys as having gotten better.
I don't think Ronnie is corrupted. I think Ronnie is haunted by last season. His famous last words were, don't fall in love in the Jersey Shore. He did. Then he was perceived by all of his friends and family back home as the wuss who was, you know, whipped by his girlfriend. His famous last words from his friends when he left for this season was, don't fall in love, don't do it again. He feels like he has to redeem himself. He's fighting demons within himself.
He's fighting serious demons. And again, and I just don't want to bring it back to your drinking, Ian, but obviously you having had a problem with alcohol, still having a problem that it's lifelong. I see a problem with this kid and his drinking.
Oh,
his personality.
It's interesting because I think he's so much fun as a drunk.
Fun is one thing. No. Who
but
didn't
he's
say he was
a
fun?
Raging alcoholic.
Let me add, that's what they're there when. And this is going to be controversial too. I'm sure a lot of people take Sammy's side and Sammy's sweetheart. They love her. They
Sammy's
see Ronnie being
miserable.
She is miserable.
Oh my God, who would want to be with her? She's a miserable.
I would because she's attractive.
Sometimes.
And they're there, and when she starts telling him, oh, how dare he get drunk, they're there, they're in Miami to get drunk
and
have fun.
She's the biggest nag on the planet. She is so angry, so miserable. The girl never smiles. The only time she smiles when he said what she wanted to hear, which was, "You're my girlfriend."
What about at the gelato shop? She smiled.
Because he said what she wanted to hear. Yeah. She wants to just sit in that bed and cuddle. How freaking boring. There's like nothing that girl looks forward to in her life. She's a miserable, miserable girl.
So I do think we should mention also, and this is something that I keep forgetting based on how they're talking, they're not together. They are broken up.
No, now
up.
They are. They are now. They? Yeah, now they are.
At the gelato shop, you took that as them being officially
back
together?
Now, do you mean now as in today or now as in the show?
Now as in this
episode. Okay.
They are together.
Okay.
He has made that commitment to her. However, he forgets at night.
Well, and I also, that's the other thing. I don't know that he's done anything that bad for them to be. He's gotten some numbers. He might have kissed a girl. But the way that she's played him from episode one, it seemed like she was also part of it early on about their relationship, if they're together, if they're not together.
No, she really wants to be with him. All she wants. And that's why she smiled, the witch cracked the smile.
It's so interesting because
when he
first season, she was much more aloof.
Yeah.
I mean, he's gotten the upper hand. At this point, for this season.
You always want what you can have. And because he's out macking with all these girls. I mean,
Smushing.
Three-way kissing with grenades and landmines. I mean, it's insane. But he's really making a mockery of himself. It's kind of embarrassing. And the guys are all mortified by him. And when your guys are mortified by
you. He can't handle his liquor, though.
Yeah.
They can. I mean, they're all...
Benaki! I was like, oh my God!
By the way, men... watching closely, if you notice with him, we're knocking his drink, you are knocking everything else about the guy, but let's give him this. I'm watching very closely, not with grenades or landmines.
No, all his girls
Cuban
were,
girl, very
right,
pretty.
Yeah.
Okay, the then, Cuban girl was, but everybody else, those girls he was three-way kissing could have been the
nastiest
girls I've ever seen.
You're right. I'm saying this episode.
From a girl's perspective, did you like the haircut that he got?
Yeah, I thought it was good.
Really? Oh, okay. All right.
What everyone seems to forget is that Ronnie is now starting fights with everyone. Snooki, Pauly D had to pick him up and drag him back home. I just don't.
He pushed Snooki. That kind of went without a lot of explanation, too. By the way, just like Vinny and Snooki hooking up, like that just happened and then it disappeared. That should have been like, you know, the inaugural address. Like that should have had, like that should have been big.
Do you think they really hooked up?
Yes, she said.
I'm with you again.
I don't know.
No, she said in one of the previews last week that his thing was this big. She did.
But then we didn't hear. Why didn't we hear about it tonight?
Well, I don't know why we didn't hear about it, but I think one of the reasons why they did was if you know, earlier on in the episode, Vinny gets a haircut. And he wasn't really getting laid that much without the haircut. As soon as he gets the haircut,
so it was a good haircut. Okay.
It was. He had to.
Vinny's looking hot. He really was. He's got. I like his new tattoo.
Well,
like,
you know,
it gives him a little like
swagger.
AfterBuzz
TV is a very, very big fan of Vinny. I mean, consistently. Unless Ian, you disagree with
him. No. Actually,
and he's
Vinny's
so
a stand-up
cute.
Guy.
Like,
oh, he is. He's the anchor.
He's sweet.
Can we discuss
like the moments leading up to the act? Snooki, wanna F? Sure. And then, I mean, you could not have grosser sex conditions. I've never seen anything like it.
Also, when they, and that, now here's another thing that I think might have been an editing thing. When she hung up on the boyfriend and he's still talking, is that real? Did she really hang up and go with Vinny?
Of course she did.
You think that was real too, huh?
I think so.
And by the way,
she doesn't care.
She's tickling Vinny at the same time she's on the phone
with her boyfriend.
So please bring it back to where you go. But I have to say this. Would any of you, and now don't, I want you to think about this before you answer. Who here would want to be Emilio? and let me say this. Snooki is one of the most famous people in our country right now. She's red hot. I mean, wouldn't it be kind of cool to like, oh yeah, Snooki's my girlfriend.
What?
If you're I'm just saying, honestly, I don't know.
Corey's throwing up in the corner.
When I saw her in that state and she knocks over the table or anything, I was just so turned. This might be, as you were saying, an ex-trunk thing, but I was just so turned off by her.
When you saw her in the cheetah outfit.
She looked hot in the cheetah outfit.
Ian, you're a few years removed from college, and I mean, I just graduated, and that just happens. And it's actually it's turn on in college, at least. And I don't know.
When a girl falls over and knocks tables over?
No, when you're drunk right there with them, you find it hilarious. And so if you get some, you get some. And I think it was the haircut for Vinny. That solidified the deal.
I still have a feeling that they didn't hook up. I think they enjoyed playing it to the roommates, so the roommates were...
MTV would have shown more. There was nothing. Yeah. They're just lying
to each
other.
Maybe they're saving it for the next episode.
That could be. It would be an interesting...
But then they would have kept it a mystery. It, from now, it seems like it's not a mystery at all.
The question is Emilio, after he sees this, let's say nothing happened, and I'm sure that's what Snooki would tell him anyways.
Right.
But is this grounds for breaking up? Being in the same bed, snuggling, is that
and
it
And asking for it?
Yeah,
wanna F?
As you're watching the...
Around the bush there.
Yeah. There was a clip that plays, and Snooki says... It's actually a question to Snooki. Is Emilio an asshole? And she's like, yes, he is. Ooh. So I think there's something that he did that led her to it.
Becca, I didn't notice that, but I'd be curious to get more. Maybe when they go back to New Jersey, we'll get more Emilio.
Can we talk about the scum conditions they're living in? I'm kind of surprised that they're living. I mean, this is like they're like on the floor, like, and they're all beds are smushed up against each other.
You can't. This isn't the real world. This is Jersey Shore.
That's another question I had. As soon
kind
as
kind of surprised.
Well,
I feel
you notice,
like
all of your vacation properties, not yours, Miss Menounos, for the way you travel, but for the rest of us, your typical summer vacation at that age is generally rental property.
It could be every week they're renting to different people.
Exactly. Yeah. It's usually three or four bedrooms, bunk beds, twin beds next to each other.
The rest of the house is awesome, but...
But if you notice, and we have the feed up, we have the West Coast feed now as we're all watching the monitor, you know, you can see the kitchen's modern, but it's still those little rooms with the little twin beds. But that's generally like what you have, and that's organic to... The theme of the Jersey Shore.
And here's a question I had with the place. As soon as Snooki knocked that over, I don't know why I zone in on things like this, but they wake up and it's all set up nicely again. Now, is that the other cast members had to clean up their mess, or are their producers coming in like, all right, we got to get this set back to normal?
Okay, now, let me tell you something about these guys. They're not cleaning up anything.
Did you see Snooki cleaning up the chicken?
I literally think they look to the camera and say, is this part of the subplot? Okay. Yes, the chicken falling on the ground. We actually put it in the fridge purposely so it would fall out on you. Yeah, if you guys could just...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they get right on the mic and they say, if you guys could just get in there, please. We've got some paper towels. Let's pick it up right from the moment where it left, where it fell. They all get in. They all start cleaning up together. Yeah.
Can we please talk about the jacuzzi incident with the chicken cutlet. That girl was an evil girl because she must
what
not
girl?
Have been...
What girl? Specify her.
Okay, I don't know. There were a lot of grenades
in the hot girl.
There was one girl who found the chicken cutlet and was like, ew, where is this? Where is this? Every girl knows what that is. And she totally embarrassed that girl, like mortified her to the size of an ant. And it was so sad. I felt so bad for her. It was gross.
Oh, yeah, but they were horrible. They were grenades anyway.
Yeah,
so
they were
grenades.
Oh,
I didn't think they were grenades, actually.
They weren't. They were also landmines.
You're right, KWOW. I apologize.
The thinner ones are landmines.
I had a theory after that scene that Mike D., when he was saying that stuff about them being grenades and landmines, you could see the look on his face. I think he was jealous of Paulie hooking up with this other girl. I think immediately he started going
because
on the
his
attack.
Girl wasn't bad. I thought they were fine.
I don't think he could close the deal.
I think Ronnie had more grenades that night in the club when he was three-way kissing than these guys had in that hot tub. I thought they were decent girls.
I thought so too. It was just so mean, though. Grenades, ugly. I don't know. I always
feel bad because can you imagine these girls later? Like, they're on the show and it's like, I got grenades. And you have the music behind it and everything.
Yeah.
Well, the truth hurts, Maria. It really does. And unfortunately, I feel like Ian and I would be, and even KWOW, would be lucky enough to get those kind of girls. But these guys, They're way above our level. Yeah. And you know what?
What would you guys give?
And we can't lower their standards because of our
standards.
Yeah,
I already had this discussion. I know what you're going to ask.
What would you guys give for a week?
$60,000 three nights. I already went over it.
Really?
I'm breaking the numbers down. I'm going to offer them $60,000 just to spend three nights with us. Take us out.
Would you hook up with anybody?
Wow, the whole scam. Gym, tan, laundry, grenades, landmines.
Barbershop.
The barbershop. I'm talking.
Ian, what would you do? What would you give?
I would observe. I would just be purely
observational. Would you start drinking again?
If we had the Jersey Shore.
No, then you're not coming. I don't want you there observing.
I almost start drinking watching the show sometimes. So, yes.
Well, I think given my nature, I would, as much as I would love to join in, I think I'd be like the shy guy in the corner with my notebook taking notes in hopes that in the future I could do what they do.
So part of the package would be that they would uplift us. We wouldn't just be sitting over in the corner.
I mean,
well, at least I guess I'm going alone.
I have to say, it's so my scene.
So nice.
I would so do well there.
I
would kill everybody.
Yeah, you really would. You'd be, yeah.
My only fear is that we'd be sort of, we got grenades tonight. Oh, those are the three guys you can go with while we hook up with them.
Oh, they push the grenades on us.
I don't, you know.
Hey, but that's you guys, the price you pay for the fabulous
life.
These
guys don't understand. This is why you guys don't host this show. We're the clients. Hello? We're paying for our service. No,
I think they get more than that for personal appearance. I don't think they're going to do
it. I want to change subject. I want to talk.
That's right. Yeah.
And you're getting 60 just to have fun.
All right. I want to talk about the awkward position that Ronnie is placing all of his roommates. From the guys to the girls, everyone's uncomfortable because they're all watching him and his behavior at the clubs at night. And then he's going into bed with Sammy. So what should the roommates do? Should they tell Sammy? Should they not? Do they have a moral obligation?
I think they're going to have to tell her. I think the girls are going to have to tell her. And not the guys, but I do think the girls. Because, you know.
She's going to see it once it's on television, so I don't know.
Well,
that.
There is a for the next week's episode, there is a spoiler alert. But morally, let's discuss morally. Should they or should they not?
That's my point.
I think the girls should. I think, yeah.
But they're also really close with the guys.
So what is bigger, the guy code?
Exactly, but Snooki was trying to plead with Ronnie, saying,
again,
be honest.
To my point of the Fab Five continuing to surprise us with their ethics and their morality. Why are you laughing, Ian?
No, it's funny because I hadn't looked at them as moral and ethical people. Now I'm really seeing them in a different light.
It?
It's amazing.
Did you
see
it? No, they're a family. And they have their struggles, but in the end, they come together.
And I'll tell you what else. Back to Angelina again. She went home with Sammy. Do you think that was just her way of trying to offer an olive branch?
Bailing.
Oh, you think she was just ready to go?
Bailing on the night, yeah.
Oh, see, I was starting to think she was...
No, I really
she
think
has
she's
no redeeming qualities.
Yeah, I just think...
She is a heinous, disgusting person.
But I don't even think a bad person, Maria, as much as just disconnected.
She's just gross, Kev. She is so unlikable. She's so unlikable. I don't even like to watch her on TV. I wish they would get rid of her. She's not even worth the drama.
She's not in a fun way.
No, right. She's horrible. Get rid of her.
Wow, okay. Well, interesting.
So, we still haven't decided girl code or guy code.
Well, what... I mean, we have three guy hosts here. What is girl code?
See, girl code always gets us into trouble, because I always feel like if you're close with a guy, you have to, you know... I would tell her, but I would be conflicted in telling her, because no one ever wants to hear it, and then you're the bad guy.
Okay, this is what you need to do. JWoww and Snooki need to sit him down and say, listen, you're putting us in a terrible position. Mm-hmm. You're a friend of ours. She's a friend of ours. You guys are your boys, all doing your deal. We're girls. We need to stick together. Now, you can either go and confess, or we have to say something. And I'm sorry. We don't want to, but you're putting us in a terrible position. That's how it has to be handled. Next subject, please.
Well, it seems like there's absolutely no love for Angelina, but the good news is she will not be in season 3. MTV on August 6th announced that there will be a new cast member. She initially started off just going to the Jersey Shore. She is a friend of Snooki's, and her name is Dina Nicole Cortez. Thoughts?
I like that move. Like I said, Angelina is unlikable and should not be there. She didn't deserve to be there the second time.
And I think there's only so much you can do with her. I mean, how much can we see of her? I don't think she sustains for 12 episodes or 13. You know, and maybe she does, but certainly not another season.
Well, interestingly enough, people quote Dina as quote being drama free. Now, is that?
I know that's not true because there's already some stories surfacing.
Really? Could you talk?
Well, the big news is that on her MySpace page, which has already been pulled down, this is once she was announced to be on the show, she had a video she put up of herself where she dropped the N-bomb, which is pretty serious. And so it could, I mean, they've gone on, she's shooting the show, but I wonder if this is going to be, she didn't say it in a derogatory way. I think she was trying to say.
How do you not say that in a derogatory way?
Well, right.
Way you say that is wrong.
Of course. And coming from her, absolutely. But she was trying to say like her people, her friends, and I guess she relates to that type. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
But still it's, I don't know how in this day and age you could drop that with, and not know that's an important.
So are you saying she's not class in a glass and party in a body?
As she purports.
That's her thing.
This is what MTV describes her as.
Oh, class in a glass.
And party in a body.
Interesting. Have you seen pictures of her, by the way?
I have.
What do you think?
I think
almost look like they, may I say, almost like they put JWoww and Snooki into a blender. It all came.
Well, yeah, that's actually
the first photos to surface.
Cross-pollinated MTV cross-pollinated JWoww and Snooki and came up with Dina Nicole.
And by the way, JWoww, she's looking unbelievable, isn't she? Am I the only one here who's thinking she looks amazing?
I like to hear that because as I say, I see a lot of redeemable things in her.
The first photos to surface of Dina were with JWoww at radaronline.com.
Kev, you had an interesting take on JWoww because...
All right, I'm going to tell you once again, to my original point about the Fab Five just continuing to grow on me, but also showing the levels of ethics and morality and decency. JWoww, no hooking up at all.
That's true.
We're in episode 3. Nothing.
So you think she's staying loyal to someone?
I know she's staying loyal to somebody.
Interesting. Oh my God, they're twins!
No, she's a little more stretched out. She's a little taller. As I said,
no.
The
Snooki's way hotter.
The MTV scientist actually was MTV Denmark. The MTV Denmark scientist took some DNA from Snooki and some from JWoww, and they created this one.
So wait, my favorite line in the episode tonight was, "I'm a Smurf."
That was great, because I thought she looked like an Oompa Loompa.
It was so cute when she called herself a Smurf.
Just keep it up, Ian. Just keep it up.
I'm so sorry,
Just
Snooki.
Keep it up.
I'm so sorry.
Don't mess with my Snooki.
Snooki, who forgives Angeline, who defends, as she said the week before, we talked about this off the air, Ian, about...
No, I like Snooki. How tall is Snooki, by the way? Because it was funny. She couldn't get over that countertop.
4'7", 4'4". What would you say, Grill?
Less than 5. 5'4".
Less than 5, yeah. She was little at the gelato shop. So small.
All right, so we feel like I think Dean is going to be a welcome change. I think we definitely need that.
Well, here's what we have to figure out. Okay, so we ended with Sammy testing Ronnie. Ronnie decided to go out. Okay, now Sammy is like, is he messing with me? And she's kind of asking the girls. And so now, next week, I feel like we're going to have a big Ronnie-Sammy explosion.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Are we doing predictions yet? Because I feel like there's a longevity to just the show itself.
You want to discuss the longevity. Are you talking longevity of the characters or longevity of the show?
The characters within the show.
Okay. characters within the show. Okay, so the question is...
Well, we already know the show's going on a third season.
Right.
And so obviously it was good enough for MTV to want them to come back. I think it's the best show ever. I think it's so much fun. So I can see that this could have legs for a long time because they have catchy phrases. They're funny. They're fun. They're basically living La Vida Loca.
Let me ask a question related to that then. Is this their career, is just doing multiple seasons of the show?
We're
or do
not.
They have a career outside of Jersey
no.
Shore?
No, Pauly D no. will. And the situation will continue to bank off of his, you know, they'll make appearance money and stuff like that, but maybe they'll write books. How to throw a great party. I mean,
great American
they can do stuff.
I told you exactly what JWoww and Snooki need to do on a... With, in terms of handling the situation.
They could do an X-rated clothing
now
line.
Now I'm going to tell you what's going to happen with this, with the core cast.
The guru.
And this is the law. For any of you who don't like them, I apologize. I'm sorry. But
they aren't going away.
They're not going anywhere. They will grow with us.
Like Paris Hilton.
Like the virus they are. Oh, no, I think even more so. I think wow. I see... How can you not watch the situation loading the baby seat into the back of a station wagon?
Oh, my God.
How do you not see the courtship of Snooki on oxygen? We're scratching the surface. These people aren't going anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Kevin's predictions for Armageddon, everyone.
They're not going anywhere. Now, every other expert's going to tell you that they're just going to enjoy their 15 minutes and go away. No effing way. Because you're going to be captivated by their weddings, their divorces, their births.
See, and I have business plans
opening,
for them. I feel
opening,
like JWoww should...
opening of businesses. It's limitless. Yeah. Now, will maybe a third of them fall off and kind of go away? Yeah, maybe. But the core of them...
I think MVP should come out with a clothing line and accessories line. I think JWoww and Snooki should come out with their like women's club attire, hair faux pieces. You know, they can do all that stuff. They can do, you know, tons. Books, coffee table books, our memories at the Jersey Shore.
But they have all that stuff now. Jim GTL, he's got a workout video. He's got
they have tons.
They're product, but we're talking about for the long term. I absolutely see her. I see Snooki on QVC in 5 or 10 years. Absolutely hawking something, 100%.
See, I love how you guys see the specifics. For me, you know, it's not even. I don't necessarily where
you're
they're,
more in
I don't
the moment.
Know. I don't even know where they're going. But I knew like tonight's episode, episode 3. Just solidified everything. Like, you know, there were some people out there that were like, oh, you know, this is kind of turning out to be a boring show. Mm-hmm. And season 3, like, this episode's episode 3, all of a sudden, everything was starting to hit. You know, all the setups that they were doing started paying off, and conflict was happening. And I'm just so in the moment right now.
I can't wait. He's in the moment.
You're in the moment, but you wanted to know about the future and predictions. So how are you in the moment?
I didn't have a prediction. I just know that there's a future for them, and I'm glad you guys filled in the specifics. And I can't. The future looks bright for me.
What were you gonna say?
Oh, just that this was the first episode this season that really captivated me. I thought it took some time to get into
it. Really? I thought all of them were great.
Did you really?
Yeah.
The first two, I was like, I think this is.
Well, we've already, you know, let everyone know that Ian was a drunk at one time. Let me tell you something else about Ian. He was not a fan of the show. He was a fan of the concept of an after show. He was interested.
Oh, you're talking about AfterBuzz TV.
Yes. He was interested in that concept, maybe probably some other shows. What was the show on the Discovery Channel?
The Speed of Life, although a very good show. Why, Ian?
The History Channel, I wanted to
you
do
wanted
something.
To do his after shows on that.
Yeah.
So we told him that this was our first show, and this is how he would have to be inducted. He did watch the first season, and tell us, come on, now be honest.
It was painful. It was a painful experience. I was miserable.
Okay.
But I'm telling you this. I'm like sucked in now.
It's such a good show.
And the other thing is...
so much fun.
It's interesting.
It's the Brady Bunch of like, our era.
Well, it's interesting, too, because
This is a family. This is the new family.
Well, it kind of makes me wish that the original Real World followed the cast for multiple seasons, because this is the first, like, I wasn't into the first season. Now you can see I'm really into the second season.
You asked me the question this morning. You said, was this the plan all along to have this cast recur?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then I told you from inside information, there was no plan at all. This was something that somebody thought up.
Phenomenal.
They had a few bucks. It was done real cheap. It was like, why not? And then, right, it became a phenomenon. And unlike the Real World people, this, you know, they were so compelling that you had to do them again. You had to. And I actually think that they could do a Jersey Shore every year with new characters.
No.
But, I mean, I guess you'd get sick of it. I guess the Real World, what's interesting is they're in different places. Although it's after the Jersey Shore, it's really difficult to watch the Real World.
It's funny. I don't know if you know this. There was a True Life that MTV did. I'm spending the summer on the Jersey Shore.
Yes, I remember that. It was amazing.
Awesome. Yeah.
And these people, I feel bad. They
remember the limo driver?
He's older.
Remember the fight that guy on his wedding day?
No, that was different. That was a different one, Maria.
Was that the two brothers?
That was Staten Island.
Oh, yeah.
And then, but that was the king of the Jersey Shore, the construction worker, the ball.
Oh, my God, he was amazing.
It was amazing.
I feel like we're getting off the subject.
Okay.
Let's get back to our Jersey Shore. So, everyone, round robin, predictions for next week. Ian?
Predictions for next week. I don't think Angelina, there's no way it's going to last. It's going to blow up. She's going to be fighting with everyone again.
How many more shows?
I think next episode. I think next episode things are going to turn around.
Bold.
Sammy Ronnie.
God, they'll continue to bore me for probably the rest of the season. But hopefully it'll end, and Ronnie could just start going on his own, having fun. Sammy could go cry in the corner.
Well, I think the drama is going to be, as we saw in the prediction, that the girls are writing an anonymous email to Sammy, and Sammy's going to blow up. And I think we're finally going to see the segment of where Jay Wow tells Sammy, would you all of a sudden grow some balls?
Oh, yeah, that's going to be good.
Can't wait. Maria?
My predictions, Angeline, that's going to kind of go down in another episode or two. Won't be in the next episode, because the next episode is going to be really heavy Sammy Ronnie, for sure. And I think that it's going to come to blows, but they can't not be together. Like, he loves her, and he loves cuddling with her and being with her, and he has that comfort thing with her.
No, and they're under the same roof. There's no way.
It's not going to work. So, but it is going to blow up, and she is going to go bananas on him. And then, you know, JWoww is going to be disgusted, and Snooki's going to be disgusted that she still takes him back, and they're going to lose respect for her, and then that's going to alienate them, and it's just going to get ugly. It's going to be awesome.
Okay, wow, your take?
I'm actually speechless. I really don't know. I think what you guys are saying generally is right, but you have to remember, when you're looking at that first episode, they previewed the whole season. I mean, JWoww and Sammy go to blows physically. There's a lot of different things that are going to happen, so it's really tough to predict specifically for an episode.
Also, look to Enzo to hire Vinny full time.
Okay, fill the thrill. Buzz us on out of here.
All right, KWoww. For all you fans, be sure to check us out at
AfterBuzzTV.com,
where you can blog, comment, and buzz in on old episodes.
And if there's a show you want to buzz about, let us know, or check out how you can produce your own AfterBuzz show. Follow us on Twitter.com/AfterBuzzTV.
This is Phil the Thrill with
KWoww,
Ian Kaiser Sose,
and Maria Muki Menounos.
Buzz you later, bitch!
AfterBuzz TV.